Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk bunts towards the mound. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Stumpf goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Klein. Sullivan moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tate and he is out, Pickering applying the tag. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Self moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Self scores. There goes Grubb trying to get to third. Jolly throws the ball into Pickering, who tags Grubb for the out. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Funk reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Olsen covering, for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Klein, and towards Pickering, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to second. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Klein reaches second base with a double. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olsen bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Klein. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Kress moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Grubb scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Larry Boerner now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Funk bunts towards the mound. Boerner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Boerner covering. Safe. Lyons scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Tate and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The slide. Tate applies the tag. Seeds is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Worstler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Tate reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Larry Boerner. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon McNaughton now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stumpf hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Pickering. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lyons bunts towards the mound. McNaughton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.